Hello again, pilgrims. Welcome to day 14 of the Way of a Pilgrim, the Jesus Prayer Journey. And we are moving along. I'd say here on the 14th day that we are about halfway through our book. So you can, not exactly halfway, about halfway. So that's taken 14 days. So it looks like the book's going to take us about a month. But you know what? That's already been decided. God already knows exactly how long that's going to take. So we're just blessed to be able to float along the stream and be part of the story and see where it goes each day. Amen. So our pilgrim has just told the priest that it's time for him to leave the chapel. There's too much going on. And the priest tries to convince him that he's right where he should be. This allows him to do everything he needs to do and have a little income. And as they're doing this, the pilgrim explains that there have been many preachers, but there have also been many hermits. Amen. Each found his own unique calling and followed it, believing that through this, God himself was guiding him on the path to salvation. He says, how then would you explain the fact that so many saints gave up their ecclesiastical offices, their church offices, administrative positions, and priestly duties, and fled into the solitude of the desert to avoid the confusion and distractions of living among people? He explains to the priest, they did this precisely because those places were too distracting, too full of temptations, and because they genuinely believed the words of Jesus Christ. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his life? And we pick it up right there. But they were saints, said the priest. They were saints, said the priest. If the saints needed to protect themselves from the dangers of mingling with people, I replied, then what must a poor sinner resort to? In the end, I finally parted from this kind priest, and he lovingly saw me on my way. The weather was dry. I had no desire to spend the night in another village. So that evening, when I saw two haystacks in the forest, I settled down under them for the night. As I slept, I dreamed that I was walking along the road and reading chapters from the work of Saint Anthony the Great in the Philokalia. Suddenly, my starets caught up with me and said, you're reading the wrong passage. This is what you should read. And he pointed to the 35th chapter of St. John of Carpathos, where I read the following. Sometimes the teacher submits to humiliation and suffers temptations for the sake of those who will benefit spiritually from this. The starets also pointed out the 41st chapter by the same St. John, which said, those who pray most earnestly are the ones who are assailed by the most terrible and fierce temptations. Then the starlet said, be strong in spirit and do not despair. Remember what the apostle said, he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Amen. He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Now you have experienced for yourself that a man is tempted only as much as he can endure it. But with the temptation, God will also provide the way of escape. Hoping in God's help is what strengthened holy men of prayer and led them on to zeal and fervor. Such men not only gave their lives over to unceasing prayer, But out of their love, they also revealed and taught it to others whenever the opportunity presented itself. Saint Gregory of Thessalonica says the following about this. It is not only we who should heed God's command to pray unceasingly in the name of Christ. We must also reveal and teach this prayer to others, to everyone, in fact, monastics, lay people, the wise, the simple, husbands, wives, and children. We must awaken in them a desire to pray unceasingly. The Venerable Callistus Telesudas says something very similar. Neither mental prayer to the Lord, i.e. interior prayer, nor contemplative illumination, nor any means of elevating one's soul should be hoarded in one's own mind. They must be recorded, written down, and made available to others for the sake of love and the common good of all. The scriptures themselves speak of this. Brother helped by brother is like a strong fortress. That's Proverbs 18:19. However, in this case, one should flee vanity in every possible way and guard oneself so that the seed of God's word is not sown into the wind. When I awakened, my heart was filled with great joy. My soul was strengthened, and I went on my way. The prayer became an ever greater comfort to me, so that often my heart would bubble over with boundless love for Jesus Christ. Gentle streams of consolation would flow from this delight throughout the limbs and joints of my body. The remembrance of Jesus Christ was so engraved in my mind that when I meditated on biblical events, it was as if I could see them right before my eyes. I was filled with a warm tenderness and I shed tears of joy. An inexpressible joy filled my heart. At times, I would go for 3 whole days without encountering any human habitation, which, to my immense delight, made me feel as if I were the only person alive on earth. One poor sinner in the presence of the supremely merciful and loving God. This solitude consoled me and enabled me to experience the delights of the prayer with far greater sensitivity than I was able to experience when surrounded by people. Amen.